from the ground. So the tree is the sun and the earth is the bandha. So what is the wrong argument there? We have got experience that a child is coming from the womb of the mother. So why you should suggest a nonsense creation that there was a chunk and there was creation? What is this? Talk on this one. Where is your experience? All of a sudden, a chunk dropped and there was creation. We have got experience that creation is there, mother is there, and a child is coming. This is the creation. So, where from this idea comes? That without father and mother, creation is possible. What is this? He's a great scientist.
Chief Rascal.
Say that nature takes care of it all.
But why nature did not take care of you? Therefore you are arrested.
See the problem? The trees, they produce seeds. And the seed drops on the ground and then another tree comes.
That's all right.
There's no father. Simply...
That I understand. But the tree is coming from the earth. That is anywhere, just like the father gives the seed in the womb of the mother and she produces the body and it comes up. The seed is coming from the father. And that is explained in the Bhagavad. Bijaham sarvabhutana. The seed comes from the father. That you cannot deny. Mother without seed cannot be pregnant and cannot give child. That is our experience. Nature is mother. And seed is given by the father.
In science, the biologists teach that there are small animals, very small, called amoebas. And when they reproduce, they simply divide themselves into two. There's no sex. There's no father.
That's all I saw. Two or three or four or five coming from the life. The amoeba is the life. Not that from any stone it is coming. The life is coming from life. That is a different way.
Previously the scientists used to say that they would put dirty laundry and rotten garbage in a box. Then a few weeks later, they would find rats. So they said that rats are made from garbage. So then everyone... This was presented as a very laughable theory. And then the next theory that was presented as the actual one was that life came from chemicals.
First of all, life came from rats. Every year they're changing their theories.
Actually, their philosophy came from rats.
What is that? That philosophy. This is called Vishchiktanulanda in Sanskrit. A scorpion is coming from the stalk of rice. Actually, the scorpion's leg within the stalk of rice, and by fermentation, the eggs become scorpion and come out. Not that the rice is producing scorpion.
The scientists know about that, and they say yes, that is very laughable, primitive. But their new theory is simply that life comes from chemicals, so it's actually the same thing.
Yeah, because rice is also.
fact is that they cannot even manufacture a tiny seed, which will fructify.
Yes, let them manufacture a seed. From that seed, a big tree will come.
They cannot do that.
Then?
Some devotees are saying that cockroaches come from the vapors of impure things.
Yes, they come. That is called Sidaja. Just like from perspiration, bugs are coming out. Sidaja.
So isn't that life coming from matter?
Not matter. Matter is not coming, but they are taking birth.
That's the atmosphere that they get born into.
So are they coming from eggs, or how are they coming?
No.
Just the soul enters the dirt?
Just like it is a suitable circumstance from which the living entity makes his body.
How is it cooked?
Just like
corn.
Just like embryo. The living entity comes and the two secretions of father and mother emulsify. It creates a situation so that he can stay there and develop body.
But it requires some emanation from a cockroach body in order to create another cockroach body. So how can a cockroach body be created from vapors without contact of another cockroach?
No, vapor does not create. The individual soul comes there according to his karma. Mm. And in that condition, he develops his body. Karmana daiva netrena jantu deha upapatti.
So the seed of the soul is within the vapor.
The seed, when it is put into the earth, a situation is created so that the soul can develop into a tree.
But how would the soul develop a particular body?
That is Jamaraj Incident. You are reading the Jamaraj Incident.
Just like how can a living entity take birth in the fire? The argument is that how can an entity take birth in perspiration? His question, so how can a living entity take birth in the fire? Mostly our experience is that entities are taking birth from the earth. But according to the understanding...
How the fishes are born in the water.
See?
How the other living entities, they remain in air. Without air. There are five elements, earth, water, air, fire. Anywhere the living entities can take birth. Sarvaga. Sanu sarvaga acharayam. You read all these words of Bhagavad Gita. Sarvaga. From anywhere. He can take birth.
The living entities who are born from perspiration require a mother and father?
No. That is mother. That perspiration is mother.
So the reason why they get a particular
the father
body?
Father is God.
So they're just getting a particular body just due to Yamaraj?
According to the decision of the Yamara, he has to get a particular type of body.
So scientists don't know this.
It's very confusing for them.
Confusing must be. How you can understand the subtle laws of God? You are dull brain. Cow down. You can't understand.
So according to the Christian school of thought, Jesus Christ was born without contact of any material father. He was divinely placed in the womb of Mary.
That's all. Divinely placed by the Father is God. That's all.
Well, do we have
you any cannot system? Deny the Father. And he claims, I'm Son of God. But then, what is the argument?
Would you like to walk this way?
Is there any such experience in the Vedic literature? An example that we could cite also?
All of Vedic literature apart from your argument, that without Father. How it is without Father? Without Father, there is no question of birth. Without mother, there is no question. Our point is that without father, there is no creation.
Prabhupada, when a living entity is in an animal body, then when he quits his body, there's no karma. He's just automatically promoted to a higher body?
Yes.
So then...
animal life means there is no sin. It is promotion. Because they are animals. Their consciousness is not developed. Just like a child. A child, if he steals, there is not sin. He will not be criminally charged. It's a child. A dog goes to the from the left to the right, or right to the left. He's not criminal. But if you do, you are criminal.
So Yamaraj does not direct the movements of the living entities as they're going automatically from animal body to higher body.
An animal is no jurisdiction of God. The man is in the jurisdiction. They say law is meant for man, not for the cats and dogs.
So what determines the different varieties of dogs and cats if they're just automatically being...
not automatically. You are man. If you... develop a dog's mentality, the Yamaraj puts it into the dog's body. And then you again develop, come to the man's body. That means your term of imprisonment finished, you become again man. Now again decide. And again if you become a dog's mentality, again go. This is
it. Different varieties of suffering within the animal species are due to the different varieties of sinful activities in the human life?
Yeah. And... They automatically come. That's your term of imprisonment. By days gone, it is finished. Again, you are free. Yeah. Similarly, by natural development from dogs or cockroaches or from this or that, there is a process of development. You come to the human form of body. Then again you decide whether you go down or you go back to heaven. That is your choice. If you want to go down, go again. Otherwise, Takta Dehang Punar Janma Naiti, Mom is coming here. You make your choice.
So the living entity who is in the lower body, like insect or plant,
yes. He has... they will come automatically to the human body by proposal.
And he passes through all the species?
Oh, yes.
So he has no desire to fly, but still he passes through a bird species?
No, just like child is taken care of. Child does not know what he's doing, but the father, mother taking care.
It's taken through stages.
So mother nature takes care to bring him again to the grown-up, youthful life. Now you make your decision. So, if you don't make your decision, the knowledge is there, the books are there. If you don't make your decision, you still want to remain as cats and dogs, again be there.
Do most humans go down into the species again?
What is that?
Most humans go down into the animal species again after
the line? Do most human beings fall down into the animal species?
Not necessarily. He can become a stool worm.
Srila Prabhupada, what is the value for the living entity to automatically pass through all these different species? Does he get any knowledge?
To finish his life of imprisonment.
How is it benefited?
Character. Benefit is his character. after undergoing so many species of life, he's corrected. And again he's brought to the human form of life, civilized form of life. Let him make his choice. If he again makes his choice to go down to become a stool worm, go. That is nature. Pratityaktiramanani, gunaikaramani, guna, according to quality. Yes, sir. Pratityaktiramanani, gunaikaramani, ahankara vimura. There's a rascal being proud. Now I have got this life, civilized life. I can do whatever you like. There is no God. Then God comes as death and puts you again to become a worm stool. That's it.
Srila Prabhupada, in the seventh canto, you mentioned that there are certain species of human life for whom certain sinful activities, they don't receive any reaction.
Yes, uncivilized. Yes. They're like animals.
So they can perform, like, let's say, for example, intoxication or eating, and they won't receive any sinful reaction.
No, because they're uncivilized. And you claim to be civilized and you're killing animals. Must be this one.
But those who come up from the animal species, do they automatically get a chance to contact Krishna consciousness, or they might be born in a low family?
No, they gain karma. That's why we are opening centers. We are giving chance to everyone. If he takes opportunity, he can become the elect. Kirata hunanda pulinda pukkasa virus. That is the duty of devotees, to raise everyone to the sense of Krishna consciousness. But if one is unfortunate, he does not take that part.
It's a question of fortune then, in the human form, to get there.
Obstinate. To take the worm from the stool aside, it will go again. You see? Again it will.
But there's still, within all the different species, there's still different varieties. What accounts for all these varieties?
Varieties of the body, according to the mentality.
According to karma?
Yeah. According to karma, at the time of death, mind is saturated in that way and it gets a body. That's all.
And then after, say, if a human being falls down into the animal species, after that, does he go through each and every one of these species successively? Even there are different types of dogs, he becomes each different type of dog?
That is Darwin's gradual evolution.
Except this is evolution of consciousness, growing bigger.
That is, Darwin has captured that portion, how the body is changing one after
another. Srila Prabhupada, in Bhagavad Gita it says, Shuchi Nang Shimatang Gehe Yoga Brashta Vijayate. So, for somebody who is now a disciple of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, are we to understand if he is not born in a family of devotees and if he is not born in an aristocratic family, that he was not a yogi in his past life? Are we to understand?
Past life, they had some good deeds. Therefore, they have come to Krishna Consciousness Movement. Is called Agyata Sukriti. Besides that, whatever he may be in the past life, the movement is there. It is open for everyone. So everyone can come and take advantage. Despite whatever he did in his past life, it doesn't matter. If he comes and if he is fortunate, if he chants, then he will advance.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy.
Srila Prabhupada, you were explaining to the reporter yesterday that the difference between the animal and the human is that the animal cannot think of God. He has no religion. So when the living entity is passing through these different species, he doesn't have sufficient knowledge.
No knowledge.
So then how is
that
he benefited?
Animal.
You
that
said... You explained that as he is being promoted, he is being corrected.
Correct, yes.
But if he cannot understand God...
No, there is no need of correction. That depends on stages of body. That's like you are going one step, another step, another step, another step. There is no need of knowing what is this, but you are going up, step by step, step by step.
In the Bhagavad Gita, you explain that one takes a specific birth due to a specific degree of lust.
Yeah, mental situation.
Prabhupada, you once said that if someone is not attracted to chanting Hare Krishna, that he's being punished by Yamaraj.
Yeah. Apana karma bhunjaya samana bahe lochana da.
Sometimes when we're preaching to people that we don't eat meat, fish, or eggs, they say, why not eggs? They're not actually living. It's just, it's not... It hasn't been fertilized by
the... That's can you explain it? Explain it. So why they cannot make egg by chemical composition and give it for fermentation and a chicken may come? Why do they not do that? Why they're taking eggs from the hens? Why do they not chemically manufacture egg?
Huh? Must have life.
That is Raskanda. If that is a fact, that egg has no life, then you prepare egg, what is there? Some white chemicals and little yellow, you can do it.
It is like abortion. They have a process to take the egg from the hen and they make sure that the egg will not grow into a chicken. It is like an abortion.
That's all right. The life is there. You make some arrangement that it will not take birth.
Yes.
That is another. It is a fact that the egg is not live, then why you rascals do not manufacture an egg. Chemical egg and get a chicken? Why you rascal talking nonsense? That is our challenge. We say rascals not without consideration, because actually they talk like nonsense, rascals, which they cannot do, and still they insist. That is rascal. Is it all right? South America, South Africa,
yes.
There are so many factories beginning chicken.
Rainbow Chicken Factory.
Huh?
The Rainbow Chicken Factory.
Yes, the chicken factory. But they're taking the eggs from chicken. Why not? Manufacture small egg and give to the fermentation. There is no question of killing animals. Why is that taking?
They say God has provided it for us for food.
Yes, that's all right. Then you become a dog. God has provided you a dog's body. Take advantage of it and bark. Protest.
When I was in the hospital, right next to me, there was one yogi. And a girl yogi came to instruct him every day.
Girl?
Yes. One of her instructions, the first instruction was that you can do anything you want, you just cannot be attached to it.
In the Sabha, why you have come to hospital? You do not become attached to the Sabha. Good morning.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The whole time he was in the hospital, all he talked about was how much he was suffering.
Don't be attached. Don't be attached.
But the certain psychologists are very, very interested in trying to put a person under hypnosis, and then he can talk about experiences he has had in his past lives. They're very eager to have a person under a certain condition where he will remember experiences from his past life.
So why the psychiatrist does not remember? Why he does not remember?
They say that only certain people have the ability to remember.
Certain rascal.
They hypnotize them. And they say, remember your last life.
And whatever nonsense he says, it is all.
Yeah.
Is that possible that the living entity can remember?
Actually, the psychic...
He can remember, but not this rascal's mechanical problem. That is not possible.
They say they take him into the subconscious and extract thoughts from the subconscious.
But they say certain people can be done. That means it is nonsense. If it is a fact, if it is a process, then everyone can be done. Why certain? That is that jugglery of ours. Cheating.
They all say, thank you, Baba. Since little children, little infants.
The ability that they have studied, they call it ESP, or extrasensory perception. And by this, the ability to see through the eyes is greatly increased. And you can, like sometimes they have a playing card and they turn it face down, and the man can guess what is the actual card. And they have all these games. In this way, they say certain people have special powers.
That is not
fact. Actually, they say that potentially everyone has these powers, but some are more developed than others. Also, the powers to understand each other's thoughts.
The only hope is to read your book, Srila Prabhupada.
Not my book. Yes.
In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Nitya Sarvagatak Stanur. So, Sarvagatak meaning the living entity is all pervading. This is
not
nominative singular.
Anyone can go, Gata. Anyone can go anywhere.
Oh, so that's the understanding, because the impersonalist understanding, they could say that the living entity is actually
God
by saying that he is all pervading. Sarvagatak, you can interpret it in this way.
You ask him, you are Sarvagatak? If you are intelligent, you should have asked him, are you Sarvagata? What he'll answer?
Well, he'll have to say, no, not in this stage of life. Once I become liberated, then I will be.
See, this jugglery. Now, why you forgot yourself? You are Sarvagata. Now, why your condition? Why?
Well, he couldn't answer, I guess. Couldn't answer.
That is long time.
Have a good time tomorrow.
When I'm liberated, I'll be able to answer you.
You're not liberated, why you're talking nonsense? Then you're a nonsense. You're not liberated, you cannot talk. Correct thing. Don't talk.
At the end. He talks.
If you are not liberated, whatever you are talking, you are nonsense. So why you are misleading people? First of all, be liberated, then talk.
What is the position of Dhruva Maharaj to Prabhupada?
As a devotee, that's all. He never said that I am God.
Sometimes devotees argue that Dhruva Maharaj, he had a material desire and still he became perfect. So I can keep my material desire.
No, when he gave up material, Samin Kithasa, Param, I don't want anything. Then he so long he had material desires, he was not liberal.
But
he refused to possess anything material, Samin Pitartho, Barang Naja, then he did.
But say like Daksha, he saw Lord Vishnu and he had a desire for sex. Daksha. So he was still having sex desire, but he saw Lord Vishnu.
What is that?
So then someone could argue, use that as an argument for returning.
Seeing Vishnu is not liberation. Just like when Krishna is present, so many people saw him. Doesn't mean everyone becomes liberated.
It's a question of understanding his position.
Just like now, many people are seeing you, Srila Prabhupada, but only a few are getting the benefit. Everyone is getting benefited in some way, but only a few are understanding.
Apart from me, even one sees Krishna. There are some. But it is said that in the battlefield, everyone who died seeing Krishna, he got.
You once said that if someone sees Sankirtan and wonders who are those people, then they are 10 times more advanced than the greatest scientist.
Yes. What is our test? Just explain. In the morning.
Oh, Prabhupada was explaining to the reporters yesterday. One man was asking what Prabhupada's opinion was about these other yogis. So he said, he quoted the verse in the Bhagavad Gita that if someone does not know Krishna, then he's either a fool, or he's a rascal, or he's the lowest of mankind, or his knowledge is most sinful, or his knowledge is stolen by illusion.
But that a pure devotee can be as pervasive as a super soul. With the mercy of super soul, he can be present in many places at once.
Yes. By the grace of Krishna, a devotee can become anything.
So in other words, that means the pure devotee can be omniscient?
Everything. God is omniscient. So pure devotee can become omniscient by the grace of God.
Srila Prabhupada explains that Varuna is omniscient.
Varuna?
It's in the fourth channel. But how come it, in the Shastras sometimes there are verses that are slightly doubtful about
whenever there is doubtful
Gaudiya.
Shastra will have something that has perhaps two meanings.
That cannot be two meanings.
You can't just.
That vijnanartham guru meva vigacche. You have to understand Gaudiya.
In other words, sometimes it says that Krishna comes himself, and actually the meaning is that he comes as his incarnation, like Lord Buddha. But the verse seems to say that it's the Supreme Personality of God and himself, and without your purport, it's not possible. It's almost left so that you can be fooled, as if it's a covering, a special covering, so that non-devotees can understand it.
The Supreme Personality cannot come. Is it said there?
No, it says that he comes in the form of Lord Buddha. But I remember it was a great misunderstanding that Buddha was
not particularly as Lord Buddha. He's coming as fish. He's coming as tortoise. He's coming as boar. So why as Lord Buddha?
But you explain that Lord Buddha is not Vishnu Tattva, but that he's Shaktivesh Avatar.
Yeah.
But the verse it says that the Supreme Lord will come himself.
Uh-huh.
So one tends to think, well, Lord Buddha is the Supreme Lord himself. But actually, without your purport, we wouldn't understand that he's Shaktivesh.
So the Shakti is Krishna. Shakti, Shakti Mata Abheda. The Shakti, energy, and the energetic, their identity.
But sometimes also the Supreme Lord comes himself as Shaktivesh Avatar.
Yes.
Sakshat variety.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada, just like in this material body, there's so many millions of living entities, but there's one living entity, myself, who's thinking that I am this body. Is it the same way in the spiritual body? There are many living entities in one body, but there's one living entity who's thinking that I am this body?
Explain.
There's many living entities within the body. It's like there's tiny germs, worms, all kinds of living beings. Because of our attachment, our particular modes of material nature. Paranam guna sangasya sarasa joni jankashu. So we're identifying.
Is it the same in the spiritual body?
What's that?
Is it the same in the spiritual body? The spiritual body is actually composed of many living entities. But there's one living entity that thinks I am the spiritual body.
The spiritual body is identical with the soul. Here in the material world, there's duality, inferior and superior. In the spiritual world, everything is of the superior nature. There's no duality. There's no material.
Petrol smelling everywhere.
From these automobiles, the exhaust. They say that in some cities like New York, just living in the city itself, it is like smoking two packs of cigarettes every day because of so much pollution in the air. So contaminated. In the Srimad Bhagavatam that the cure for madness is open space and fresh air. That's Ayurvedic method. So in the cities there's all kinds of confined spaces. The air is not at all clean. There's so much madness.
Changing the theories, how are you going to change? Isn't it? Changing your theories, how are you going to accept your scientist? You are not sure of your position. Believe. What is the meaning of this?
They simply give their own opinion about something and present that as being fact, and everyone else is wrong.
I have got my own opinion. And anyone can have his own opinion. Your opinion should be accepted. I will. He knows that he's imperfect, but still he wants to push forward his opinion. That is, he knows he's imperfect. But he does not think that I am imperfect. What is the value of my opinion?
If I have a bigger brain than someone else, then if I give my...
Comparatively, you are less crazy.
My idea may not be perfect, but it's better than yours. That's their idea.
That's all. That is not your secured position. One child is older than the another child. That does not mean he's a grown-up.
Means to know who your father is. Prabhupada, I was once told by some devotees that you had said in some previous age of Kali, the dinosaurs, gigantic animals, were on the earth.
They say
that you...
We never bothered with this nonsense.
They have got so many bones in the museums showing these gigantic animals.
No, gigantic, there are bones. But that animal is still there. Whale fish.
Whale fish.
Oh, yeah. Very big body.
Some have become extinct.
Why? They should be extinct.
No longer on the earth.
There's no longer on this planet.
Not considered. They are endangered.
What's happening? No, other animals.
Those gigantic...
What are they?
They call them...
Brontosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus. Gigantic animals, they say, are meat eaters.
Dinosaurs.
Tetrasaurus.
Imagine it.
They just made up different compositions of bones and then drew some outlines on them.
Yes. Very imaginative.
But you said in Hawaii, though, that there are some animals that are as big as skyscrapers.
Yes, there are the bars. From this article,
so these bones that they have found of these gigantic animals, they were all living underneath the water.
Yes.
Not on the land.
Maybe. But the least is, Juliana Olakani, 100,000 different forms, how many we have seen? There is information in this house. What about things you look at? 3 million different types of animals.
We've seen a few hundred at most.
That is all you doubt.
Yeah.
Krishna incarnates into every species of life. He can appear in any form.
Yeah. Otherwise, why the form came? Janmadas Sajata.
we have to accept the sutra, the routine, the manners from him. So, unless Krishna has got a similar form,
that always defeats the impersonalists. They can't explain how forms have come from something without form.
Impersonalists are neophytes. Like Guru Maharaj used to say, with four fundamental knowledge. That knowledge is impersonal.
Telling the reporter that it is not possible for modern man to travel to the moon. But in your second canto, you described that in the previous age of Kali, the men had created mechanical means for going to other planets, and they were creating havoc all over the universe, and Lord Buddha appeared to stop their nonsense. Remember,
yeah.
There are microbes. So they were saying?
Yes.
Therefore, I am stating on this. That is not my threat. In fact, it is history.
They are sending their Sputniks with televisions.
They cannot stay there. They're coming back.
No.
They cannot afford it.
But they have TV camera on the Sputnik. And the Sputnik is flying over the planet, and they are filming it, and they don't see any life. That is their argument.
No, we have got our own argument. That the other planet is as good as this planet. If this planet is full of life, why is the other not? Analogy is also another science.
Sometimes you write in the Krishna book that the demigods can come to this planet invisible.
Yeah.
So if ordinary man went to some other planet through this Sputnik, would he be able to see the demigods?
I may not be. That because it did not see, it does not mean there is no life. That they cannot say. Hmm. Just like in the water, you don't see superficially.
Yeah, you take a Sputnik over the water.
Huh?
If they take a camera over the water, they won't see any life.
No.
Or over the fire, they will not see any life on the sun with their camera.
Or even over the earth, you can't see life. Hmm. Even they took the pictures of the earth.
That is their defect. That their eyes are defective. They can. That they are. The camera which they manufacture is also defective because you are manufactured. You are defective. Your senses are defective. Therefore, in the Vedic literature, don't try to see with your eyes, but try to see by ear. Sufi. Shastra Chakrusha. Accept as your eyes the shastras, not your so-called eyes.